Hi, my name's Stella Waterhouse. I'm a second generation educator and autism expert specialising in sensory differences. This is the first podcast in the series Autism Unwrapped, hashtag Autism Tips. If your child has been diagnosed with an autistic spectrum disorder, often called ASD, there will, no doubt, be many times when you find yourself puzzled and concerned. This series aims to help you make sense of the many and varied difficulties that your child might face on a daily basis, while also giving you a number of tips, ideas, and strategies to make life easier for the whole family. People with ASD often feel they inhabit another planet, which is why some of them refer to themselves as aliens. Certainly, judging by their reactions, they find this world both impenetrable and frightening at times. Such feelings are often thought to result from the difficulties they have in relating to those around them, and their inability, regardless of intellect, to empathise with or communicate their emotions to others in the way that most people do. Those ideas are reinforced by the diagnostic criteria, which focus mainly upon the difficulties with social relationships and communication and/or unusual behaviours. Even so, those are just the tip of the iceberg. To determine what underlies them, we need to consider the accounts of people with ASD themselves, who, time and again, talk of feeling fear, terror or confusion, and of unusual sensory experiences, which are similar to those found in children with other learning disabilities, like dyslexia, dyspraxia, or attention problems, albeit far more severe. Some people, like myself, believe that those sensory differences also play a major part in ASD. Long known to researchers, most fall into three groups, so that the child may be hyper, that's oversensitive, hypo, undersensitive, or alternatively, a mixture of both, with vision being even more complex. So how might those sensory differences affect the child? Grow up anywhere in the world, and while the language and climate differs, much remains the same. From birth, the majority of us can see our parents and hear their voices, using all our senses to learn about the world around us. Initially, we learn to associate pleasure and comfort from the warmth, touch, feel and smell of our mothers. As we grow, we play with our food, enjoying its feel as much as its taste and texture. We have fun playing peekaboo and other games with our parents, exploring our toys and the objects around us with all our senses. When we are hurt, we get comfort from our mother's touch and find her voice soothing. In short, we also use our senses to learn about relationships, the wider world, and our place in it. Imagine, though, growing up in a different way, where nothing is quite as it seems. You're not blind, but you cannot see properly, although those around you assume you can. Your mother is just a large blob moving towards you. Her outstretched arms may even look quite threatening, although you can recognise her when she gets close to you. However careful she is, it hurts when she cuddles you or brushes your hair. Things sparkle in the air, they distract and fascinate you. People frighten you, for their faces are disjointed and change when they move. Some of them smell overwhelming, of toothpaste, perfume, dogs, smoke, and worse. You may find it hard to hear things, or find some noises really loud and immensely frightening, like dragons breathing fire. Background noises impinge on you all the time and stop you from hearing properly when people are talking. Your mother's voice is drowned out by the street noise. This is the world inhabited by the child on the autistic spectrum, who experiences the most bizarre sensations. Hardly surprising, then, to hear such children and adults talk of confusion, terror and fear, for those are the only constants in their world, things that leave them at a real disadvantage in understanding and coping with the world around them. Thank you for listening. In the next podcast, we'll begin to look at those sensory problems in greater detail, and I'll give you some tips as to how you can help.